I've been reviewing bird books this week. Today I'll start with the huge book National Geographic came out with this year, the National Geographic Complete Birds of North America. This book, which uses photographs and illustrations from the National Geographic field guides, provides a lot of basic information about each species. It calls itself a desk reference book, which at 663 heavy pages attest, and its $35 cover price is a bargain. This is a welcome addition to my library. But frankly, if you're looking for a complete reference to birds of North America, for just $40 a year, you can subscribe to the huge online version of the Birds of North America put together by the American Ornithologists Union and the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, which includes photos, videos, sound recordings, and constantly updated information about each species account written by the ornithologists who specialize in that bird. It was originally released by subscription as it was being compiled species by species in a magazine-sized format. Subscriptions were about $1,200, and I paid my family's entire discretionary income for a couple of years to buy it when they had a sale offering it for $800. The Birds of North America was very much worth it for me as a home-based ornithologist. Those of us who paid for the hard copies are now entitled to a really good discount for the online version, but even when I had to pay full price last year, it was well worth it. I still pull out my hard copies when I want to sit down and read about a species, but when I'm writing a paper and want to cite it, it's much easier to cut and paste both the quotation and the source from the online version. Since subscribing to the Birds of North America online, I've used it more than every other resource combined, though when people send me questions about birds and I want to cite it, I have to copy-paste the information since they can't follow links to it without a subscription. If you don't have a subscription, the Cornell Lab of Ornithology also offers their All About Birds website, which has a lot of the most useful information about each species, including photos and sound recordings, which is available on the Cornell Lab's website absolutely free. That said, every now and then my computer isn't on or the internet is slow, and that's when a hardbound book is useful. I wish the National Geographic Complete Birds of North America had a bit more about the behavior and natural history of each subject. I looked up the American robin, a species about which I field questions every week, in spring and summer, literally every day, and there wasn't even a section about behavior or why they fight their reflection in people's windows or about how they switch their diet from worms and other invertebrates to fruits seasonally. It doesn't tell you that most black-capped chickadees excavate their own nest cavities in birches and other soft trees, or that they mate for life. The behavior notes seem focused not on how each species lives its life, but on identification cues we can get from behavior. The National Geographic Complete Birds of North America may be complete in terms of species covered, but it targets those birders primarily interested in identification, not those of us who want to delve deeper into the lives of birds. National Geographic has also just released a tiny but expensive little resource, their National Geographic Handheld Birds. This is an interactive field guide for a PDA. Since I'm addicted to my Palm Pilot, which I use for my calendar and phone book, keeping bird lists, and as an alarm clock when I'm traveling, and several other things, I figured this would be a useful toy. And it is. It works with newer Palm Pilots and other Palm OS PDAs, includes 867 species, and provides photos and identification tips and sound recordings for virtually every one. It's not perfect, but after watching the introduction on my computer, it was very easy to use and will be helpful when I'm teaching and want to quick show a picture or play a sound in the field or the classroom. And best from a bird conservation standpoint, you can easily check off the species you see in the field to upload automatically on eBird, the Cornell site that keeps track of bird sightings from all over the country, so scientists, birders, and researchers can get solid data about the distribution and number of birds day by day and season by season. If you already have your own PDA device, National Geographic handheld birds costs $249.95, which is pretty steep, and it's $500 with the palm tungsten device included. At that price, I don't expect this to be a bestseller, but it's the most useful birding resource I've bought this year. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.